Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How are you, lads?
Hi, and bye. That's the story.
Welcome back to our third episode of the season. And you probably won't hear this for another few weeks, because when are we going to, like, release this? Soon.
Okay, perfect. That is his favourite fucking
word. So by the time you hear this one, it's now March. You'll probably hear it in summer, so enjoy that.
Yeah, okay. July probably. How is?
So, catch up the usual. How have we been since last week? What have we got up to?
I had actually a lovely week, and then yesterday God just said no. Something really humbled me last week. Do you want to know what it was? Something?
Did you not tell me this?
That something was, I went for laser hair removal.
Oh, I forgot to even ask you about this.
Yeah. Sean actually doesn't know about this, but I'm only speaking about it now. I went and got, people are going to say you can't get laser hair removal when you're fair. If you've seen the texture of my hair, it's like fucking wire. And it's also, it's ginger, but
no,
it's like dark ginger.
No, I'm just picturing this. So it's not, I don't want to be picturing this.
Yeah, it's not all that fair. So anyway, I'm able to get it done. So when I was going in for the full leg and the vagine, which I was already quite self-conscious about. And they were like, no, Carly, it's three areas because I can't get underneath my arms done because of the mastectomy. Be a little bit iffy. It's probably best just to leave that area alone. So they were like, do you want to get anywhere
that's
else?
That's made of brick. I'm sure it'd bounce it back anyway.
Wow. Absolutely. Very true.
That.
To be fair.
Your tit is made of brick.
I went into the room. The girl was lovely and she kept on reiterating how she wanted me to be comfortable and how everything was fine and like she does this every day and nothing phases her and all the whole lot. So I said, right, lovely, happy days. She goes, what's your third area? And I was like, me butt. Yes.
Wasn't spread the crack like a laser going in or something?
So she was like, now would you like on like your buttocks or do you want to kind of go it just
like as in the little pipe area? No,
so
please,
I was like,
really,
oh
on.
My god, now bear in mind my face is purple, I'm getting warm now even talking about
sweating.
It, right? So she's explaining to me while I'm on the bed when she has to do me vagina, I have to put my legs up in the air like a tiny baby getting snappy changed. And I have to move in all these different directions, right? Now bear in mind nobody has seen that in a very long time, so I was quite nervous as it was.
How long do you have to let it grow out for?
No, you have to shave. You have to shave yourself. Skin bald, bald eagle. You have to be schmooed going in, right? So I didn't mind. That's what they're going.
That's a wax to let it grow. Sorry, apologies. Keep going.
Yeah. Right. No, so I paid $4,500 for my fanny. So I was like, do you know what? I'm actually not that afraid to get it out. Like, she can look her in the face. It's all right. But then again, she's like, okay, Carly, if you want to just pop up on the bed there. And I thought she was going like to say dog. On all fours. She fucking completely threw me when she said, like, doggy style. Oh my God, what I mean. I just felt every ounce of blood drain from me. It's like this. So cocked myself up there on the bed. Oh my god. I had to hold my arse open for a grown woman to shoot a laser up it. So if I've never been humbled before in my life, I am now. Please God, I have to get 8 to 10 sessions of this. So congratulations to that girl having to look me in the whispering eye that many times.
Some woman in a Buzz Lightyear costume.
Pew, pew. And do you
laser
know what? I'm
beam
not,
the crack off
I was
you.
Going to say, Sean, how much do I say laser beam? It's all out there coming back on me.
No, what,
I got
you,
a laser beam,
laser
shut
beam
up me hole. For
lesbian. For
lesbian. Yeah,
laser
the laser
beam.
Beams. No, laser beams, shut up me arse. Not the gay ones, the actual lasers. So there we go. And then what else happened to me? Oh, broke the spring off me front left
heel. And I'm delighted for you. And I'm sorry, but I am, because you fucking rally over them Rams and they're in Finglas.
You're saying that's
so they're like
2 years.
Rams. They're like Rams for Fort Knox. They're not going to get over them. Fifth gear. Like, it's like you hit a mushroom in Mario Kart and you're gone like Princess Peach.
You have.
And you just look at me and you're like, don't.
It's grand, it's grand. All I keep on saying
like
is
like
that you're
a
bump.
The
earth
well,
does not.
You've no spring left. Because it's probably left on a ramp somewhere.
Yeah, no spring. And then the cowboy boo sound. This is all things that have went on in my life. So I got a pair of glittery diamante cowboy boots the other day and I was very, very excited.
They're very curly.
Tacky Jackie up to the hilt. I loved them, right?
And she expresses every emotion in this sound. How much she loves them.
Me thinking nothing of it. I was like, I'm going to show Instagram my new boots, bitch. So when I did, I just done it in me fashion. And it's now currently gone viral on TikTok.
Can you see it?
I'll post that on the page.
Right.
Are you ready, kids?
Nobody fucking contact me or speak to me. I need 3 to 5 working days to process this. Oh my God, the best looking winkle pickers you've ever seen in your life. I'm going to kick the eyeballs out of every snail in Dublin. I'd be boo scooting around the kip.
And there you go. And that's
our viral sound now.
That's the sound that's going around now at the moment. So if anybody puts a cowboy boot on their foot and you...
Can you see that camera?
You just want to show it off.
So imagine that sound to these beetle picking chills, okay? No, it's like if you catch a beetle in the corner. It's just like you're going to go get them, you little psychopath.
And I have to be honest with you, the shoe was in the Long Mile Road when I turned to the side.
Is big toe back at the middle part? Is it creasing at your big toe?
Sean, talk to me about your last week.
Well, last week, I love how I forget what I done last week. I'm like, what did I do?
We're
last
after
week?
Having to write down what we did last week before
I
we
know.
Came in here.
And I'm looking at it, and there's 900 bullet points, and they're all rambled. So I'm like, bollocks, where is that? Oh, mummy.
So talk to me about the Gosties. How did
we
that
had the
go?
Gosties. I was also very humbled last week for the suit. I was like, you know what, lads? If I get me normal size and it doesn't fit me, I was like, I'm bollocks, I'll have to reorder it. I was like, I'll go up a size. So like, I'm normally a 38, went up a 40, went a 30 waist to 32. And I was like, no, I'll go up. And then I was like, I'll just get it altered to perfection, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't have to spend a penny because epoxy fit me pretty. So I was
the extra
like,
inches you gave yourself, like.
Do you know what? I think I was doing well with the ankle and not being able to work out and not do anything. And the amount of shy AA, so I'll take it. I'll take the 40 and I'll take the 32 waist.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, I was like, yeah, man, I'm just going up. And she's like, try it on first. No, bet on to me. Bet on. I
oh
was
my God.
Sweating.
Alexa, play Big Boy.
Oh. Oh, fuck off, you fucking prick.
I'm only messing. But, you're beautiful, well fed, they call it.
Do you know what it's like going for these kind of like awards or up for an event, right? It's like you're going on holidays. You get your brows done, do some bed, get your hair done, get everything done. But I see me brow girl and it's mad to think that you only see her for what, every few weeks? And it's for like 20 minutes. But we went for a lunch and I was like, we were meant to cross paths because we just had a ball. We're texting the past like 2-3 years. But just like you'd never realise that you're going to be close to these people. Like, have you got any friendships, like, in someone? Like, would it be, like, an air girl, anyone else? Like, even the Sunbed Shop people, I'm like, I love yous. Did you get me a spice bag? And they come out and they're like, this is for you now for next time. I'm like, I fucking love yous. Why would I not want to come here?
Yeah, it's I have great. A lot of places like that I go into. Like, I go into JC's in town to get me brows.
That's a mag hunt. She's 19 months pregnant. Yeah, I'd be just in the gym. I'd be late. Yeah, I'm about to pop a child.
No,
my
she has a six-pack over her bump.
Six-pack over her bump.
No, it's amazing. Literally. But you go in there and I swear to God, everybody's hugging it and kissing you and what went on at everybody's fucking birthdays and christenings and communions. We all know each other and it's just like going into the gaff. It's like going into our aunties and sitting down in the house. Like,
I love that with JC, and I'm not saying it because you are a howie and you'd never expect a howie advice for you to come out. And I love you.
You're
but,
a howie.
But they're all howies in it, but I'm like, everyone comes from there and far and it's just so lovely to see. I'm sorry, JC.
There you go.
But back to Gossies. So got ready. Then we went to the hotel, me Charlene and Ellie went to the hotel. I was like, oh, we'll order food. And I was like, we get a little bottle of Cavit. Like, yeah, Robin Cunt, whatever. I don't know what you're putting it, but it must be Jesus' piss or something. 70 euro bottle.
70 euro. You should have got a bottle of my way.
I thought it came up and Ellie was like, beef, like, it's grand, I'll pay for it. But,
like that.
No,
my
phone sets. I lost my cards. It's gone. I can't have a loot.
Connection, me 5G isn't working.
She was like, no, it's gone. I don't want that. And Charlene was like, no, it's 70 euro. I was like, oh, double. Then you're not getting it. 70 euros grand. I was like, she's like, no, 70 euro each. 210 euro for two bottles of fucking thing and a little Caesar salad. Safe to say, we were late to the Gossies and we were a little bit tipsy and drunk. I went in with you. I was out the night before and I went in with the impression that I didn't really want to be there rather than just taking in the moment and enjoying
it. You had it in your head already before you entered the place.
And I was just like, oh no.
Like, once you set yourself up for failure, that's the end of it.
That's it. The girls won.
Fantastic. Well done, girls, as well. The Hold My Drink girls won the best podcast category.
I didn't win and the girls weren't beside me because they were getting photos. The girls are right before me. So I was left to lose by myself on the table.
Oh no, that's so sad.
And I had two cameras in my hands recording the girls. I was like, I just gotta go to the toilet and cry.
Sean.
So I went to the toilet and if you're watching Convention Centre on this, I poofed a few vapes. I did. I was stressed out my nugget.
Yeah, and you're dead right.
Dead right. Oh. So the girls went missing and I was like, are they giving like an exclusive interview?
What's going on here?
What's going on? I was like, where the fuck are they? No one's answering the phones. And I was like, oh, other people are talking to other people and I just don't want to. I was like, no, I'll just sit here and eat the food. I don't want to eat, like, just so no one can come near me because I'm occupied. So I was like, no, fuck, I have to go to Thailand. And once I hold my Thailand and I have to go, it's game over.
That's it.
No, yeah. Like, I pissed myself driving the car before going to a house party before I pissed all over myself.
Wonderful,
in the middle
right.
of the street. Annie here walking out and everyone's like, hiya. I said, oh no, Mrs. I says, my head's not, I'm only at the fucking losing. Like, go away, will you? She comes up to me and she's like, just looking, can we do an interview with you? I was like, what? Because I fucking lost. How are you feeling about after losing? That's what I thought she was saying. She's like, no, no, it's just like about White Lotus. And I was like, oh, cocktail. And then I was like, is this a cocktail? And she was like, no, like, have you seen White Lotus? And I was like a cocktail? And she was like, no, White Lotus, the show. I said, no. I was like, I have to go to Thailand. I was like, I won't be any use to you. And she's like, no, come on over and we'll just like, we'll brief you on it. Like, and I said, no. And she was like, no, but I'll just come over. And I said, no, like, I have to go to Thailand. I'm not going to come over. I thought it was a cocktail. And she was just like, no, please. I said, no, I'm going to Thailand. And our jaw was on the floor. I had to do what I had to do. It was either I'm going to be pissing myself in a 360 spinner talking about something I thought was a cocktail, or I could go in, piss myself in the toilet and enjoy a vape, crying my eyes
you
out.
Like,
which one do you want?
In the fountain, spinning like, around, pissing.
No, my brain was going 100 miles an hour. You want me to talk? She wanted to brief me. I'm only had to lose him first of all. You think my brain's going to be able to be briefed on a show that I thought was a cocktail? So no means no. Love you. That was that. Then we went to 37 Dawson Street.
Right.
Went with Painted by Kara. Mental bastards just kept arriving everywhere. She got the barman to give us like a round of like six shots. I was like, no, I'm going to be
She's
on me back.
She's not a bit well, that
Charlene went missing and I was like, obviously because panicking about everything that happened. I was like, is she all right? I was like, because she was drunk. I was like, she's going to be bitter outside. I was like, I'll just give her my coat. I was like, she needs a taxi. Comes rambling back up the top of the stairs. I was like, where's that fucking pink dress? No one else has it on. She's like Shania Twain. She has a big poxy hat on and glasses. And she's just walking around tapping everyone, just smiling at them. I was like, oh, she's on.
She was like Elton John. I seen the picture of her with the fucking hat and the glasses.
Yellow brick road gone down the road. Literally now. Anywho, so yeah, we got home eventually, had a ball. And then I woke up and had a mental breakdown clearly because I've been drinking for the past 2 days. And I was like, I need something to occupy my brain. So I went to Smith's. But on the way to Smith's, I got a Circle K slushy after a night out. It's the best thing you can get. And I was like, I think I want a PlayStation 5. I just like playing Fortnite now. I think I'm a gamer.
Hey.
I want that, but I also had my surgery this Friday. But when you listen to this, I don't know if it'll be cancelled or if I'll
be
made.
Oh, they better not cancel that fucking surgery on you. Blessed Jesus, I swear to God, I'm calling in Anto, Gabriel, Michael, fucking someone.
Oh,
make sure he gets that done.
Me a little thing, Anthony, yesterday.
She did.
The vote is actually a little spooky.
Why did your ma give it to you?
Because she just knows I'm lost and I won't let her in. And she's like, what's the story with you? I know, it's awful. And I was like, oh. And then the minute she handed it to me, I was reading the prayer and then you rang me and like, I'm sorry, from friend to friend, I love you so much, what's the story with you? I've been analysing it, not psycho analysing me, just from friend to friend the past few weeks. And you're just like, where are you at? Like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what the story is.
Basically, we spoke about on the podcast previously about how Sean had spent Christmas with his home team. I told him in it that I noticed when he goes into himself a little bit that he tends to spend more time with people from his childhood and his closer friends at home. It's kind of like his own little version of therapy. And I had noticed that over the Christmas and that was grand. And I said to myself, do you know what? Sometimes the festive period is like that for people and he'll probably come out of
it.
After the festive period, bear in mind, at the very same time, I was having a bit of a shit with myself. So I didn't feel like I could be much help to Sean
it and
at that
came
stage.
Out of it. You're like, bye, I'm leaving you, girl.
So I clocked out in January and I said, I'm not living here anymore. And I decided to do what I had to do to kind of get my head together. I'm still learning, I'm still going about it, but I had to make that decision for myself because I couldn't stay on the floor. So as I kind of started to come around, it really became so apparent to me and so obvious to me that Sean was in a really, really, really bad place, more so than what he probably even believed. I was worrying about you. You really didn't know how to handle yourself at that stage. And it was only when I started to feel better, because I was taking it personally of how hurt I was. It was never a personal thing. It was you going through your own shit.
Yeah.
I was sitting down chatting to my mum, being like, "Ma, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm noticing this about Sean. I don't really know how to go about it." And I was like, "To be honest with you, I'm afraid to bring it to him because I'm afraid he's going to attack me. And I'm afraid it's going to be a very difficult conversation." And I said, "I have not got the capacity to be fighting with my friend like that at the moment. I'm in a very healy, Helen stage in my life. I can't put myself in that position right now." I was like, "No, I have to say something, because if something goes unsaid for so long, then I start frightening myself." But I often just always hear people saying, "Jase, I wish I had said that to them, or I wish I had brought it up." So when I called you yesterday, that was when we got into it, and you impressed me so much.
Just because you didn't think I'd open up.
I said to him, "Sean, what's going on with you?" And he said, "Nothing, Carly." And I went, "Sean, really, what is going on with you? Because you're not okay." And he goes, "Yeah, you know what? I'm not all right." And I goes, "No, I know." And he tried to change the subject. I told him what I noticed, and he said, "No, Carly, I think you used to joke about ADHD, and not, we're not saying joke as in funny, ha ha,
no,
laugh
I used to
at
joke
it.
As in, if you're like having two coffees, I'm like, that's the ADHD bouncing. But Mama P, now it's not me, and I still will make her ring the doctors and make me an appointment. She has me booked in, as Carly would say, for an NCT. Full of raw blood, going to go talk to someone about ADHD. I know I always touch on the subject saying that I have it. However, I just know by reading things up that I more or less possibly am diagnosed myself with it. But I need to go and speak to someone about it, because it's just, now that I'm self-employed, have more time to myself, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I was like, this is all ticking the boxes off. You can just be self-diagnosed now by TikTok and not Google anymore. But all the things that some people are saying would resonate with me. And I was like, absolutely, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like TikTok is dangerous in a sense, because it's like how I found out I had ADHD.
Yeah.
Because I kept watching Netflix shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, don't we fucking all? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's some videos that are very informative and very, very educational, and they can help.
Yeah, and you know then people are either just studied that, or are like, they're doing something on the terms of that. And other people are just waffling on. You're like, all right, next.
People are just doing it for clickbait, for views. Do you know what I'm saying? And absolutely, they're doing relatable content that they know everybody has experienced. Mm-hmm. So they're just doing it for the sake of that. But it made you kind of question it more, didn't it? And you start, like you said, you started reading into it more and stuff, and like, it resonated with you.
The way I can explain it to you is like, picture me as a cat in a dark room, and there's 100 people pointing lasers. That's the way my brain works. Or like 1,000 tellies around, you're trying to focus on the one. That's what it's like. You're like, where the fuck do I look? And even now, like, I'm not even focusing, like, I'm just glaring at you, and I'm like,
your eyes are locked onto me. Like, you were explaining with the last guest that when I was chatting back and forward to them, that you are so mesmerised in the conversation.
So mesmerised with Nevo's words, your words. I was like trying to think, and I was like, I'm trying to picture that word they said 20 minutes ago, and then you say a new one, and I was like, what are they actually saying? That's the way it works, and it's awful. And I'm like, where the fuck, like, are these tablets to help me focus? And like, this is what I mean, like, from school and all, I'm like, imagine what I'd be like in school. Like, you go into fucking double English and she doesn't stop writing for 3 hours. And you're just like, hey, what's the story? Like, you're writing things down, and not one thing that you wrote for like 7 pages has gone into your head ever. And other people who just know how to like do a whole review off the chapter of the book straight away. And I'm like, oh no, I have to take 3 days to process this. Like, do you know what I mean?
Whereas I think for how people interpret that with your personality-wise, people often just go, well, he's selfish, he doesn't even care about me, he's not listening to me. It's not that, it's like you genuinely find it so difficult to focus.
It's kind of like, the more I think about it is, remember when we done episode 6? But talking to you about that, I've never physically talked to anyone or unlocked that memory or like being like, wow, like this is actually what it, like it is what it is kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when I think back on all the things that like I'm reading about this whole, whether I have it or not, but like I think I do, it's kind of unlocking all the things because I physically said it. I'm like, oh, maybe this is making sense here, here and here kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, before we even started speaking about this here now, Sean did originally intro this and explained 50 topics in the space of, I'd say, 60 seconds. And we had to say, right, Sean, we're going to actually have to go back to the start here, because you had to do on the full podcast in 2 seconds. Like, but I find that you struggle so much with how self-conscious you get when you're vulnerable.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's like a rapping hornet. That's
why do
like.
You think that? Like, why do you think it's so hard for you to open up?
I just think because I've kind of obviously I've moved on from the class clown that isn't bullying in school. I just feel like I'm just like, I have to make someone happy. Like, do you know what I mean? So I don't think about myself. I'm like, I have to do something online because I feel like someone else is in a dark hole. If I'm not online, I feel like I have to get there to like, just go on. Like whether or not it's fucking draining me or not. So like, then I don't think about that then. But then when I'm sitting with my thoughts and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, why did I even go online today? I was like, instead of helping yourself, you avoided the whole healing process. So you make yourself worse to make other people feel happy. Like, it's like that fucking plane analogy, would that be the right words? You have to help yourself before you help everyone else on the plane going down. Because if you help everyone else, you're not going to get your mask in time. Yeah. That's how I felt. So I died in that plane crash, basically. That's how I'm feeling.
So.
Went missing there, lads, but I'm back.
He's back again. I love this, though, because this is so raw and it's such a great example of how your mind works and with so many factors like that you find very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Like the likes of... Yeah, down everything. To you had to close the curtains before you're seeing people walking by because it'd throw you off.
Everything.
It is. It's just mental how, honestly, how the brain works.
No, and I guess so easily bored as well. It's so weird. And I think that's where it comes into relationship-wise. I know I always say, like, I'm single all my life, but I don't know what it is. Like, again, obviously I'm not diagnosed. I'm just self-diagnosing myself. I'm really sorry, but
just know that it resonates an awful lot with
I feel like I'm just on par of everything that's going through with it. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And I just still, again, never knew how serious it was. But like some things, like just say for drinking, for instance, like alcohol. Carly, you know me since what? 10, 11 years?
I know you. Are a very violently long time, yeah.
It's when we were little brats. No, yeah. I'd say when we were 17, 18. That's when we kind
17
of...
17 would have been. I'm going to say 17.
I don't know you from when you used to be on the Lewis tracking around the whole of Dublin, drinking everywhere like in... Yeah.
Very true.
But I've always been drinking. Always, since I started my first job in the pub, I was drinking after work in sketches. I'd always roll in like after like 3 hours sleep. I'd still smash it like.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Every job I went into, I was like, we'll go for a drink. It's always something to occupy me, Brian, and just like numb everything else.
It's like a mild form of functioning like, alcoholism.
Like, it's like, how many drinks can I drink before I get drunk? And then like, that's like the race in my head.
Yeah.
And that's like me high of dopamine. How sad is that?
It's so mental, right? Because I've often wanted to have this conversation with you, and again, I'm going to hold my hands up and say that I really tried to inch it in certain ways, I never looked you square in the eye and said, Sean, you have a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, he will fucking go down my neck. It won't go down well. It's going to cause trouble. I'd often kind of be like, right, Sean, fucking pull the brakes and relax.
Everyone
or whatever.
Saying it. To have like another bottle of wine.
But you'd kind of take that as a humorous thing where people are really
that's
probably
what I mean.
Like,
if I'm online making other people happy, I was like, I'll have a drink with you. So I was like, everyone else have a drink. And then I'm just like, I was like, because afterwards, I'm just like, oh, you wake up and you're like groggy for an hour and you're like, no.
But I came to the stage, people are like, Sherry drinks every night. And I was like, oh, fuck, now are people starting to kind of
every night
say it? And I was like, oh, Jesus. And the fact that you turned around to yourself and you were like, Carly, hands up, call a spade, it was.
Yeah. Like, I think it has
it was
to
kind
go
of a crutch
well
for you, was it?
From watching the people that you're around growing up, like you'd be in the fucking pub and you're like, oh, well, this is normal to me.
Yeah.
Getting put under a table with fucking bottle side on and a packet of crisps.
Yeah.
And they're being hid away and they're just drinking.
It's an Irish thing, Sean. I wouldn't even say,
But I think I took it on worse than what they would. Like, they'd have like, what, 3 or 4 bottles a night while they're watching a match or like enjoying a movie or something that they're like betting to on a serious. Whereas I'm like, 2 bottles of wine, and I'm like, oh, I know there's vodka down there. And I'm like, I'm having a ball here singing in the room. But then you're just like, why the fuck? Like, just have the ball without the drink kind
Remember
of thing.
Remember, I used to say to you, Sean, how are you sitting on your own?
Yeah.
And drinking bottles of wine and watching
the COVID was different because I had the laser lights on and everything. But you know what I mean? But
it never made sense to me. Like, see, sitting with a glass of wine and watching a film at home, it's something I'd do probably every 4 months.
I don't think I've ever even seen you have a glass of wine.
No, I don't,
ever.
Sean. I don't even go home and sit.
Even
like, I wouldn't have a drink
when
dinner.
Even when I come over to have a wicket when I was staying with you that night, I was like, we'll have a drink. No, I'm good. I was like, you literally bought these drinks for us and you don't even want one. Like,
I don't.
Your mind just changes and you're like, no, fuck you, I don't want
I never did. I was never a house drinker. Unless I'm drinking in a house when you go to your friend's house.
Even
like, and
for pre-drinks,
purposely.
You don't have the time to do it because you're like, no, I'm already an hour late and you won't physically pick the bottle up because you're
just
going off somewhere else.
I don't enjoy alcohol, Sean, for the simple reason that it never suited me. And substance addiction runs high in my family. Mm-hmm. And when I did drink heavily in my teens, my friends can vouch for it that I wasn't a very nice person. And I actually got myself... Did I ever tell you this story? Should I just go off topic for a second?
Go because off topic for a second, let's go.
Did I ever tell you about that time that I got blackout drunk in England and my heart stopped?
What?
And I had to be resuscitated.
Like Jesus?
Like, honest to God, rose on the third day and pulled a fucking pipe out of my nose that the ambulance woman shoved up my nose because she said I was joking about my heart stopping.
Joking?
She's letting on, she's carrying on. I got blackout drunk. I was with Chantel Reid. Yeah, apparently so. I got blackout drunk with Chantel Reid. It was 150 vodkas. It was some student night in Brighton. And I drank the life of myself. And then I'm, to be honest with you, I could have easily been spiked as well. But we were walking home to the train station and I ran away from Chantel into a dark park and collapsed, and it was like minus fucking 2 degrees out. It was
like
freezing.
Sonia O'Sullivan in the UK.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I go missing. Oh, I went missing as well over in the UK. That's
a
different story.
A bit like we've been here.
No, I just ran away because I got annoyed. But and my heart stopped, and that scared the bollocks out of me because I ended up in hospital over there, and I was my friend's ma's responsibility. Mm-hmm. That was so fucking unfair. Like, that wasn't on. So when I got home, then I came off the gargle for about a year, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. It was after me 24th.
I never
didn't drink
this.
A care of books 24th or anything. No, it sent me bippy. I was really, really upset after. Obviously suffered with my mental health really badly at the time as well.
So
I came off the gargle for about a year, and I have to be honest with you, ever since that then, I've never ever drank heavily after that.
And come
probably
here.
Once or twice.
A quick one. Do you think you would have started drinking if you weren't sick going through COVID, because everyone was in everyone's houses having a drink and having a ball? Do you think you would have kind of picked that back up and kickstarted it again?
No. Ever since that happened to me, that was the end of it. And then, do you know, when I was watching you drinking all the time, Sean, I just kept on saying, he can't be enjoying that.
What?
Like, he can't be enjoying that.
No.
And I did always assume
that's
that
why
you
I don't get hangovers, because I'm a fucking alcoholic.
That's what I'm saying. It's because it was actually in your system. But did you use it as a crutch to distract you from anything else going on in your head? Be honest.
I don't know. I just got a warm, fuzzy feeling. And I was just like,
we're going to go.
I'm just
that.
Having a ball. I knew it would just be like, put your songs on, have a sing song.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have a ball.
This is the first time you've ever considered going inward.
Yeah.
You've never took a look at yourself. You've always ran from yourself, whether it was to friends, whether it was to nights out or to a drink, whether you've always focused it basketball. It could be good factors, like things that are good for you as well, but you've always delved so far into these things rather than looking at yourself.
Yeah, it's mental.
Like yesterday when we had that conversation on the phone, it was the first time you ever
even
considered.
Unlocking everything when you were saying it as well. It's because I have more time to myself, and I'm like, as in, it's, don't get me wrong, I'm absolutely delighted to be self-employed, but it's hard when you go from having a structure and not stop working. Like, I've had a job since I'm 17, do you get me?
Yeah.
And I don't call in sick, so it's just go. It's like I'm in school again. But like, when you go into that structure, you have your people, and like your work friends are your family. You see them more than you see your family each week. So you know you're going to have a laugh with them. And obviously you'll be stressed and whatnot, and that's where the drink will come in for then. Because like, one little mishap, like, I've such a short temper, that's what I realised as well, that like, if like, you click the button wrong and something else went out on my phone, I'd be just like, I need a drink now to numb that out, rather than just being like, there's worse things going on in the world, shut the fuck up, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now that I'm obviously self-employed, and like, I've one friend that's waiting to start for a new job, so I get to see them like for like lunch if I'm not doing content, or if I'm not with my man, I'll then they go and I'm like, oh, everyone's still in work. I was like, and the group chats aren't going because people are working. So I get to sit there with my thoughts and then I'm clicking onto TikTok and these things are popping up. And then all my little unlocked memories are just popping up. And then I'm just, all the numbness that I have in my brain is literally just trying to block it all out. But I'm not doing myself any favours at all, because at the end of the day, it still comes back to when you're going to bed at night. Like, your thoughts just keep going. The only way I can explain to you is like, picture me. Oh God, how can I explain it to you? Imagine crawling on your knees all your life while everyone's walking on two legs. That's what it's like for me. And it's fucking awful. But like, it's only resonated with me now that I need to go.
Isn't that bizarre at 27 years of age?
Yeah, because I've, like, maybe I needed to go through this. Maybe I need to break my ankle. Maybe I needed to see Ellie and Charlie. Maybe I need to go in with their management. You know, maybe I needed to have this time to sit and realise that I need to help now before it gets worse.
Can you tell me more about, remember I mentioned to you that I feel you base a decent bit of your self-worth off outward validation, and how you would take it personal if people didn't like certain content or if people didn't want to work with you. You take that so personally.
Yeah, I'd always take the one bad comment.
And never
end
good.
And I'd go missing then, and I wouldn't see the good in it.
Like, it rocks you.
And I know it'd be good. Like, you know when your content's going to do good and you smash it with your audience and you're proud because you're like, this is for you. It's like, thanks so much. Enjoy the laugh and giggles. But like, when one bad comment comes in, they're like, I'm gone now. Bye. See
what
you
makes
week.
You think
I don't
that
know.
You
I just
say so much.
I already feel like I'm not good enough in my own brain anyway. It's because everything's just going around and around and around, and I just can't get to the pinpoint of where I want to think, like, at that time and moment. So I'm just like, after the next topic, and then I'm just like, I'll never be good enough for anyone. It's so weird. So that just triggers everything then, when like one person's like, no, you're fucking shy.
People forget that you're a person, and people forget that you have feelings. So they can pull out of you and drag out of you. You wouldn't do that to a random person on the street. So why is it all right to do that to you?
It's mental, but it's also the messages are. Now, the inbox hasn't been as busy because either have I, but the messages I used to get used to be like, oh, I'd love to have a drink with you. Will you come on the hands for me? Love to have a drink with you. Love to have a drink with you. And it's just always love to have a drink. Not, hey, how are you?
Nah, I'd love to go for a coffee with you and meet you.
It's just like, I want to get drunk and have a ball. It's like, is that all I'm good for?
There's so much more to you than the surface level.
I'm like a little onion. Peel me back and ask me questions.
But again, you don't allow people to do that.
I don't allow people to do that.
You're like, peel me back, but don't fucking... Do you ever see the thing of the cat? And it's like... Touch me with your eyes. Speaking like, don't come near me. Like, that's what you're
that's
like.
Me. No, literally. Yeah. And if Alison, if you're listening, I literally done this for last night. I was like, don't fucking touch me. Get off me.
But at the same time, if someone doesn't look at you for 5 minutes, you're like, why aren't you paying me attention? You're such a fuck. Oh,
lads,
my God.
I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm sitting there with it, I'm like, oh, bollocks. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? But Mama P has me booked in for an NCT. Do you know I've never had blood, son? I've never had actual...
You've never had blood, son?
Well, like, I've obviously had...
You would have had them done in the hospital.
Yeah, well, like, that doesn't really count because I've never, like, willingly, voluntarily went, like, hey, I need me blood, son. Like, I was like, oh, I'll be good, because that's the way me mad be like, here's the paracetamol, shut the fuck up, you're fine.
Yeah. If you do come to have a chat with your doctor, are you going to find it as easy to open up to them as you do me?
Yeah. So, like I've always said, you and Alison... I've obviously he's gone through his issue, he's have done your therapy, so I've always leaned back on you for like therapy through a friend kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you need to let me spread my wings now, so I'm delighted for that. You need to let me go, but I think it'll be fine. The only thing is, like I said, with everything going on and on and on in the head, I don't have any answers because I can't ask myself questions because it just physically won't allow it. Like, so I need them to be able to pull up their boots, ask me the questions the way you and Alison would ask me them. Do you get me? Because you're awesome.
I need
so,
a therapist to be
awesome
you.
You're awesome so well, and you're always going from a question to a question, and you know me.
But we know you so
to,
well.
You know how to nitpick at me, knowing where I'm going to come throughout
you.
The story.
You're going to walk into that office, right? And you know what you're going to do? What? Hey, I'm Sean, and I think I have ADHD.
That's 110%. Is that not how it goes?
But you're going to expect them to know every single thing about you.
Yeah.
And you find it so hard to open up, so you're going to have to go in here with this open mind.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to go in.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready to do it.
Right, hang on. Right. So everybody in with the segments now this week. We're going to keep Asher Auntie nice and short. I'm keeping it short because someone fucking traumatised me. We put up a question box saying, we want you to, and the question box said, Ash or Auntie, and somebody kindly wrote back and said, I would, but she died. So do you know what? That's where we're just going to stop that this week. And Ash or Auntie is getting put on the back burner, and I'm going to speak to my counsellor about it on Saturday. So thank you for ruining my week.
I would, but she's dead.
Yeah, great. And brilliant. You know what? God rest her, is all I'll say. God rest her soul for having a little prick of a niece like you. Anyway, enjoy.
Oh, my. Right, lads, we're moving into the sex stories and yous were on fucking fire in the inbox.
No, do you know what fair play is? Because there's a few.
And I don't know what the obsession is with cats, but we're going to get into it. So the first one, I have one. Carly has a really funny one. This is just kicking it in.
Yeah.
A bloke started to piss on me while wanting to be called Kitty Cat, safe to say I ran. A bloke started to piss and he wanted to be called Kitty Cat. Imagine meow at me there while I'm pissing at her. Like, what?
Right, why are you just skipping past the fact that you pissed on her? You're real like, oh, it's... like, Sean's like, meow, and I'm
if
like...
If you listened to the previous segment, you'd know why I'm going past that, okay, Carly? You fucking bitch. It's like, oh, fuck yourself, all right?
What?
Look at me full of me jumping.
No, like, you're... No, I am after getting very warm, but what... Did the man write? Did the man discuss? Did he ask you if I consent to piss on you? Did he just piss on
why
you?
Why did you let him... Like, obviously you knew what he was trying to do. His leg shoulder width apart, flapped it out, and just started going urinating all over you.
She had to say, like, all right, I'm into Kitty a golden cats. Shower. Nobody Get just your pisses claws on you for no reason. There. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's disgusting.
No, disgusting. But
safe to say I ran. And right. He's meowing after you run down the street.
But that's the only reason she ran is because he meowed, not because he pissed. And I'm a little bit annoyed over it.
Yeah, no, you need help, girl.
Yeah, girl, do you know what? Don't text us again. Right, where's the one? I was on holiday with my ex-boyfriend and we got drunk and had sex on the beach. Lovely. Sand getting flicked up your arse, that's fine. At one point, I nearly fell. So I put my hand on a rock to steady myself. But instead, it was a kitten. And a whole cat family appeared out of nowhere. There were 5 cats with foam coming out of their mouths. They chased us back to the hotel. And the security man had to save us from getting rabies. Imagine the fright.
Chased by kitty cats. Like, was everything hanging out? Did you get to zip up and run? 10 minutes being chased by fucking cats?
Do you ever think something and it's not? Like, it's so frightening. Yeah. Like, imagine putting your hand on something you think is a solid.
Yeah.
Like, the rock was fluffy. Are you okay?
Oh, and all these cats swarm out of nowhere. If you like, if you see a spider and it just starts running when you try to get it and all these cats start running at you.
Oh my God, you poor bastard. That's terribly unfair. I see why he's your ex now.
Why he's your ex. But did you finish the deed that night and was it good? White foam coming out of their mouth chasing about 10 minutes down the road. White foam. Little cute kitty cat at white foam. Sprinting after you.
No, they were rabid little Bojangles.
It's definitely in Spain somewhere, because what were they like in Gran Canaria?
Oh,
you come back
God.
And they just sleep on their beds. Get that full meow, meow, out there, you pox off on the balcony and all while that kitten's just looking at you.
So yeah, enough of the cat stories. Anyway, Sean, what was the other one?
Oh, mammy, what was the other one? No, you are not ready, it says. We've seen a guy for a while and he wasn't great in bed at all. He couldn't get it up half the time and he was really cringy. One night he was drinking and changed his towel completely and started making things a little rough. But he kept saying things like, did I say you're allowed to come? Yeah. When, one, I couldn't take him seriously and two, I was nowhere near close. Then suddenly he goes down on me. He wasn't great at that either. I had told my friends before, he was like, geez, greater. Then all of a sudden this man bites down on my clit. Surprised he found it, but he bit. Safe to say I didn't have sex with him again.
Do you know how many nerve endings are in a clitoris? Like, well, like, do you know how sore that is?
Would you say it'd be like us if you just got a flick? You'd be like, oh, you know what I mean?
First of all, congratulations to him for finding it, because it's not very often that happens, so fair play to him. Second of all,
how is it? Did you have to get stitches?
Why was he nibbling on it? It's not a piece of cheese, it is a clit.
Did we rejuvenate your little Mary down there again?
What's no, that couldn't like? Have been enjoyable or absolutely. And do you like, know what really
give
me, got
give
me?
Give me a definition of how painful it'd be.
Sean, it's like the head of the... Pain. Hugh's our little helmet is very sensitive.
Very, that's what I'm saying to him.
Yeah, like, so basically, like someone chomping on like an apple. It wouldn't be nice.
Like, what did he think? Like, I'm going to go.
But you know how the whole thing, what got me there, the whole thing is the fact that he was like, did I say you could come yet? And the girl didn't even have so much as a tiddle in her fanny.
Yeah, but
like what do you mean? And no, I'd just
be like,
say,
you're terrifying
off.
The life out of me. Yeah. What do you mean? What are you screaming at me for? And then he goes down and nibbles on you. No. Hannibal Lecter, get her off my hooting anyway.
What did
now?
I say in one of the last episodes last season? Stop licking it because it's not melting. Don't lick it like it's melting. It's not going anywhere. The fanny is going to stay right in front of you. It doesn't disappear. Just fucking take your time.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I won't be doing that anyway.
No, and I
but
do.
If I ever
and
do
you know
turn
what?
Over, I'd be like, I have to take my time.
So I'm not going to say what she was. So this girl, now I have to say, right, can I just say about this girl, fair play to you for sending two stories in with your full chest. To this girl, you have some balls and fair play to you. But anyway, she said, so this is her second story. Also, I was beep at Longitude for legal reasons. There's parts of this that I'm going to leave it. All right. But I'm going to read just what I can. So when I was beep at Longitude, I was for some reason standing at a fence at the main stage and I was getting fingered. Next of all, Conor McGregor flew past shouting, "Get up, lad!" And you know what?
And I can
I
just
know
picture
true.
Him walking like this. Get up,
lad. I can actually see
He thought he was at Cheltenham. Get up.
Oh, my. And do you know what the funny part is? The year that she said is the year that I was there. And it's the year that he came into the area that I was in, so it's even funnier.
So you were probably there at that time. You were probably there.
I could have very well seen that girl getting swung out of that fence. And you know what? Live your best life.
But just do it a bit more discretion.
Yeah, maybe just do it in a more private area. Not at the main stage. Maybe a smart. Fucking Conor McGregor.
Of all people.
Nice one.
And he's scared of bollocks out of you. He's like the width of O'Connell Street. Imagine him screaming at you.
I'd say the young flow went back to his mates with his shoulders, put Conor McGregor's hand and telling me to get up. Oh, God, thank you so much for that because you're not to making me day, girl.
No, I loved it. And I love that you read that because that's such a you, girl. You read that perfect.
It came from me toes.
It's like how you, but with a bit more nitty gritty to it. Fuck off with you. Right. Oh, mommy.
Right, so I think we can wrap the sex stories up for this week there, can't we?
Yeah, we can indeed. And we are moving on. We have a new little segment. It's called Roast of the Week, where basically we send one photo each to Ian that we think is one of the worst photos from growing up. And Cardi's going to look at mine and she's going to roast me and I'm going to try roast her without crying.
Right, okay.
Oh, mine's right there.
Is that mine? I haven't even seen it yet. But I can see the. No, Sean, it's not. It's not. Oh, I want to ring the pee. Oh
no, put it up to the camera, come
Sean,
on.
Sean.
No.
There's not a and second of all,
TKD.
we have a guest in the photo. Oh my, what in the American apparel is going on? The Dickie Bow, Sean. You look like something out of the Build-A-Bear shop. I'm actually disgusted. Oh. A toots and tally. A tooth is in tally. Growing frontward, not
where
in the
belly. Second tooth?
It's Sean, because that one's overlapping your whole mouth.
I haven't really looked at it. Right, I'm not going to look at your one.
Your hair has got to be glued off your gay.
That's why I'm going bald, because I used to spray it
100%. It's like a flea ramp. Do you know the disco dancing bumps that you used to wear? That is what that's like. Sean, have you had your ears pinned back before?
No.
You just grew into
grow
them,
into
did you?
Them. You're calling me Dumbo, you tramp!
Oh, Sean.
No, what am I like with the umbrella? It's a broad daylight.
And why is it on your pinky finger? Are you for real arthritis?
No, sorry.
No. Honest to God.
Arthritis.
No, arthritis.
Yeah, runs in the family, you pox. Fuck off.
And you're like Carly Mahady with your skill bag on your back. Is this one of your outfits that was unplanned with Katie Kenny?
I knew you were going to say it.
You depleted
Katie
Dogan.
Kenny. Lad.
They used to wear matching clothes.
Me and Katie Kenny, just picture her. Basically like that and laser beam British.
In the exact same outfit. The exact same outfit, by the way. Sean. What waist in the women's wear them shorts, by the way?
An E.
An E?
Yeah.
Hey, wearing that gay and E.
Look how skinny I am.
To be fair, Stu and Jackson.
I filled out very much.
Sean, God, love you. You were hard to look at, love.
Look at my eyes. I'm poxy locked. They're like pussy lips.
Do you know what the years were fucking fantastic to you?
No, but you know what I love the most? That's like a holy pride bracelet on my wrist. So you enjoy every single minute of that.
Like St. Anthony's on the pride bracelet?
I don't know, but I'm trying to picture back. I think it's something like that. Or it's one of them, what are them thing called Scoobies? Is the look? Is
oh my God, are you wearing the sex bands and you break the black one and you want your ears blown out? Lovely. No. No, do you know what? And I can't even...
You can't give me a good... You can give me a nice thing. I know what you're going to say.
I can give you something
nice.
Give
me a nice compliment.
You've lovely legs, that's
it. Yeah, I fucking knew you were going to say that. You love me legs. You love them.
All I can say, your legs are literally spectacular. Thomas Cain Bourne, I'm going to give you a little tip. Do you know what? I'm too afraid to slag him.
I
love a skinner on him, and I've said this to him for years. I love a skinner on him. The t-shirt underneath the short was not a serve. Shitting because he's going to rinse me. And that's all I have to say. The fake Ray Berries in your pocket as well is a little touch, a little finishing touch.
Oh yeah, no, they're real.
No, they're not. No, they're not. But yeah, so Sean, do me a favour. Delete every trace of that photograph, burn it, do what you will with it, get it out of my sight. Yeah, so sorry, I just wanted to say, oh, your mind's open.
Oh, God, where did you take that photo?
Oh, God,
where? Do you know what it looks like? Here is that. Do you know what it looks like? Do you know when you have a photo on a wall in your nannies and they keep it up because they like love that photo, it's vintage, and it just starts disintegrate and it starts going really brown? First of all, that's what it's like. So do you take that on? What should you take it on? A microwave?
I think that might have been taken, Sean, no joke, on a BlackBerry.
Secondly, why does it look like you have a half a bob and then extensions that don't fit your head?
Honestly, I knew you were going to call me hero, Sean. I know.
Yeah, well,
in fairness, and look at how torsy it is.
Look at how torsy it is, yeah, because you have a scoop of Elizabeth Arden in the roots of your head. Look at your roots. Look at your roots.
Roots all in.
No, either, because she began roasted. Sorry, Elizabeth Arden pants sick in your hair. Totally. Does that say love on your just like your wrist part? Is that a bangle that says L-O-V-E?
Do you know what that was?
Love, laugh, live.
A big resin bracelet that weighed about 5 kg. I couldn't light it.
Brilliant. Well, I hope you put that in the bin somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't really think I can select it anymore else other than are they disco pants that you have on? And I bet you had Jeffrey Campbell's on underneath. That's why you cropped him out. Like, started all the game. You used to crop the feet out and give them new shoes. Look at you little boss.
Sean, so what happened was, that was the length of the photo that was taken. Now, my ma took that. She's a little bit challenged in the sake that...
And where is this taken?
In a bathroom in Limerick. There's actually a very funny story behind the picture. Do you want to know it?
It looks like there's a meat factory in the background. Look at the corner. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm just going in to dissect the pig now.
Look at the stance on
no,
it.
No, look at you. Why am I... You're crouched over like a hunchback and your knees are touching each other.
The cheek of me sagging you, Viv.
Look at your knees, I'm nearly touching. If you rub them too fast, they start a fire.
In, Sean, anyway.
If you rub them too fast, they start a fire. Where's your knees? Where are they? What's that? Look at Wendy.
When I sent the picture to Ian, I said, Ian, before you fucking start, I already know I'm a bronzed baby prostitute. I don't need anybody else to tell me that.
Oh, look at you. And it's like you photoshopped your smile. Why have you got two teeth?
So what that was before I got my braces, and second of all, I'm Nelly No Lip and I have no lips, so that's why my smile looks like that.
First of all, before we go, where is your eyebrows?
I did not know what tint was at that stage, clearly. But I do have to tell you what's funny about that photo is, would you believe that was the night that I was approached to start fire breathing?
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Wonder why, Sean. Why do you think?
I don't really know. Go on, give me a version of an event to explain this.
Do you know when the person said to me, Carly, like, we
you'll
do a bit
yourself
of work.
Way worse than what I would, so go for it.
We do a bit of work here and we think you'd be well suited to
they
it, right?
They wanted to burn that bob off your head, the poxy hack of it. That's what they wanted you to burn.
They said, yeah, we think you'd be really well suited to what we want to do. Like, we have a company and we do, performing and fire breeding around the country. I went back upstairs to my ma. They're asking me to do this. I've no idea why they asked me. Could be that you are dressed like a prostitute. It might have been something got to do with that. It could be the fact that you're wearing a glittery tongue walking around the hotel that kind of made them think you might be suitable to do something like that. I don't know what the gas part is. My mouth's like, slay. My mouth was like, get it, bitch. get it, bitch. She hyped me up. There is literally a fucking hairband covering me diddies. There is a sparkly thong.
I don't know what jacket. That short. I can't even look at that short to even analyse it. It's given, like, what is it?
Do you know who I thought?
It looks like it's like, photoshopped on you. Like, look at it.
Do you know who I thought? I was like, do you know Rihanna in the what's my name video? She has that jacket-ish kind of sort.
Rihanna?
Similar.
But no, your legs I do love because they look like, do you ever play with a Barbie doll and you just start twisting the leg and start bending? That's what it looks like. Fuck. Barbie doll, Mahadi legs. Look at them. And that's it. Where'd you get them shorts? American Apparel?
No, they were actually...
Sorry, did we have both American Apparel shorts on? And mine are...
No, mine aren't American Apparel. Mine are River Island. They were actually cutting the circulation off Miguel because the sequins were that tight. So enjoy
It's like
that.
Shrub rub all them sequins rubbing.
Literally.
Yeah, no. So yeah, that's the roast of the week. Many more to come. Do you remember we roasted each other? Was it on Twitter or on Facebook? It was in a group. We were in something, but we went back to all the start of everything.
It was a group chat. One of us got smart with each other. And I found all your Twitter pictures and you are disgusted.
Yeah, well, I hope you have them now because my other Twitter's gone. So enjoy that.
I'm just happy you grew interiors. Anyway, thank you for this episode this week.
And not me teeth. No, yeah, we love yous.
We love you so much. And we will be back to Torment the Life Alias next week with more dilemmas, sex stories, roasts, and so on.
And remember to check in on your strong friends. They're the ones that need you. I love yous.
Oh, I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.